Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino here, getting ready for our Sunday night recap of Big Brother 16. But first, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of Rob as a Podcast, and those are our friends over at Prosper.com, because Prosper.com wants you to know in 72 hours, you could have $35,000 to cover your needs. So what will you do with that kind of money? You could pay off high rate credit cards, start a business, or do that home improvement project. You could even start your own company that goes in and cleans up the Big Brother house after the other jurors come in and make a mess. What a great business idea. Because with Prosper, it's never been easier. You go online, answer a few questions, and see your low fixed rate in seconds. The money can hit your account in as few as 3 days. Prosper is the fastest growing peer-to-peer lender. They facilitated over $1 billion in loans to people like you. Their revolutionary platform connects people looking to borrow money with those who have money to invest. So there's no outrageous fees, no raising interest rates, and you'll never set foot in a bank. Just go to prosper.com/RHAP to check your rate instantly without affecting your credit score. And for a limited time, Prosper is offering Rob as a Podcast listeners a $50 Visa prepaid gift card when you get the loan. That's prosper.com/RHAP, up to $35,000 in just 3 days and a $50 gift card. Go to prosper.com/RHAP. Other restrictions apply. See site for details. Gift cards issued by Center State Bank of Florida, pursuant to license of Visa USA, Inc. All personal loans are made by Web Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who just got back from getting a Heard Dat tattoo, Rob Cisternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our Sunday night Big Brother recap. And it pains me to say, for the final Sunday night of the Big Brother season, this is the last Sunday of Big Brother until we go through our Hell Week this week, or it depends, maybe it's Heaven Week. For you, if you can't get enough of the Big Brother. So Sunday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Friday night is the Big Brother schedule coming up, where we're going to have 4 episodes in 6 days as we go through the gauntlet headed towards next Wednesday's finale. I'm Rob Cisternino, and here we go. Here is the man who has been watching all this very closely all season long. Brian, which tattoo are you going to get?
I'm going to get Dadgum Beast Mode Cowboy.
Oh, his catchphrase. All of his catchphrases.
Or at Rancy Pants.
At Rancy Pants, that's right. Get that on your arm. Okay, so we are here live on Sunday night. A little bit of a delayed start time tonight because of the football. And for the record, I don't want to talk about it. As far as the football is concerned, happy to have some Big Brother 16 to talk about tonight, because that's much less painful to discuss. And Brian, very happy to be back here live with you on another Sunday night of Big Brother 16.
Yes, and we have an amazing episode to discuss, where the producers allowed the jury to come in and trash all the existing house guest stuff.
Brian, was this your favorite episode of the season?
It was one of my favorites. I really enjoyed getting to watch this and all the fallout from, you know, the house guests having their stuff destroyed.
Yes, and I think that this was definitely the producers throwing America a bone here. I think this was it should have been a real sign to the people in the house that America likes the people in the jury way more than they like the people in the house.
But they didn't get those signs, did they? Because they ran right into the diary room and told us how bitter that jury was. And, I mean, they're kind of skewing the definition of bitter jury now, because no matter how they vote, they're a bitter jury at this point, right?
Yeah, those were some bitter house guests. But, no, it was very fun. I really enjoyed seeing everybody come back, and we'll talk about everything that happened. Ultimately, we end up with Frankie and Victoria on the block. We'll talk through some of that. I want to talk some strategy as far as what is Frankie's plan, at least heading into this week, and hopefully we can get to the bottom of that. Of course, we're live here on robhasawebsite.com. We've got the chat room going on robhasawebsite.com. Go ahead and we can take your questions from there, as well as on Twitter, hashtag RHAP, and of course on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/ YouTube. And of course, our Big Brother schedule is adjusted. Shows on Tuesday night, Wednesday night. I'm still trying to figure out if we're going to do a show after the Friday episode, or maybe on, or maybe over the weekend, as far as the Friday night episode goes. But this upcoming Tuesday is going to be another eviction, Brian.
Yes.
So, so we will have the person who goes home next, and then I believe then there will be that we will go from 5 to 4 on Friday night. I believe Friday will also be an eviction.
Yes, we're winding down the season really quickly.
Yeah, so it's all going to start to come apart pretty quick after tonight's episode. So that's all coming up. We will be joined by one of the standouts from, I've had a lot of people asking me for some Big Brother Canada people, and Netta from Big Brother Canada is going to join us on Tuesday. Maybe John also. If you don't know who they are, if you're a Big Brother US fan, I think you'll be, they're very fun, and I think you'll be pleased with them. I'll try not to make it too much about Big Brother Canada. I'll try to keep it focused on the Big Brother US if you didn't see Big Brother Canada, but I think that's going to be a lot of fun coming up on Tuesday night. All right. So, Brian, where do you want to pick this up? I guess let's talk about the jury coming back, because I think that was the most fun part of the episode. I mean, it has to be because people really liked, like, the most popular characters of the season for many people had to have been the Donnies, the Zachs, a lot of people like Nicole and Hayden. This was just production wants to bring them back, right? I mean, this is not a common thing that happens on Big Brother, right?
No, it's not a common thing, but you have to figure that they kind of knew that the existing house guests would flip out over it, and they pretty much did. I think Derek was one of the people who took it all in stride, but everyone else just lost their mind over this.
Hold on. The people in the chat room are saying that Wednesday night is the eviction, okay? So Wednesday night is the eviction episode. Brian, when is the, are the feeds going to go dark when they do that 4 to 3?
It seems like in the past seasons they have done this, like, not live. They have cut the feeds down and done it during the day, like on the day before. But I'm not really sure what they're doing. I haven't been paying that much attention to it.
Okay. All right. Well, if as we get that information, we will pass it along. Okay. So the jury members come back in. What was your favorite part of all of this? That you got to see them, that they trashed the house, Brian?
From what we saw on the feeds, my favorite part was Nicole running up to Zach with the Fruit Loops box. Like, here's Zach, the Fruit Loops. She was so excited about that. But watching it all back, I absolutely loved Christine dumping the maple syrup onto the dishes. And then Jocasta saying, no, those dishes need hot sauce. And then later on, Jocasta dumping all the nasty trash onto the floor. And you see that trash. It looked like it had been there for weeks.
Yeah. Brian, did the, and the people that are in the house, the contestants, had to clean that all up themselves?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh my God. That's tough to do, because God knows I don't even want to clean my own house unless I have like a podcast or something to listen to. That must have been really brutal to clean up that whole mess.
Well, I mean, it can't be that hard. I mean, they didn't bring that much stuff in there. They just brought all their stuff they brought, dumped it all onto the table. Zach had gathered all the clothes, dumped that on there, you know, dumped the Fruit Loops on it, stomped the Fruit Loops into the clothes, mostly Victoria's.
Yeah. Hilarious. I saw that clip of when they came in on YouTube and everything, and it really was funny, like Zach dumping the Fruit Loops on his head, and he was like really like, he is very, very good at what he does. Like, he really was a great showman in the way that he was dumping the Fruit Loops on his head. He really seemed to be enjoying it.
And I also had a very positive reaction to Jocasta's diary room phone call for the first time. I think the past phone calls I haven't really been that receptive to, but I enjoyed this one.
What was it you liked so much about Jocasta in the diary room doing the phone call bit? Now, does Jocasta know that other people have done this before and it's kind of somebody else's thing? Does she know that?
I think so. I think she's watched the show enough to know about the Chilltown phone calls. But I think what I liked the best about this phone call is it wasn't the block calling her.
Okay. This time it was America calling and saying, we want Jocasta back?
I forget exactly what it was. It was somebody calling, and she was answering this time.
It doesn't even make sense. Here, Brian, you be Jocasta. I'll be the voice on the other end of the call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jocasta?
This is Jocasta.
Jocasta, what are you doing back in the house?
I praise it, Jesus, amen.
Is Zach there? Could we talk to Zach?
Yes, you can holler at Zach. What's up, Fruit Loop Diggas? Woo!
Yeah, and then she didn't want to answer the phone again when it was ringing again. Also, you know, what phone is Jocasta on? That doesn't sound like a cell phone ringing. That's like a very old phone that Jocasta seems to have.
It's like I don't know. Most people don't remember those old, the original cell phones that were bigger than like your glass of drink.
Yeah.
Your head, and you would get brain cancer after 3 months of use.
I don't know. Is Jocasta on a landline, Brian?
Jocasta, no, she has the Trinity package.
Oh, she has the special phone. Okay. That must be, do they have iPhone 6 on the Trinity package?
It's stronger than sat phones, right? Because you can reach heaven.
Okay. Well, that's good. Jocasta's so tapped in. So it was interesting to see that they had the draft and who chose who. Brian, did you think any of the players had ulterior motives for who they chose? Let me give you the order. Frankie went first. He chose Zach. Derek chose Donnie. Cody chose Nicole. Victoria chose Hayden. And Caleb picked Jocasta. And nobody picked Christine.
Well, obviously no one picked Christine because they probably thought that the jury would knock her off rather quickly, and they were right.
See, I felt like that they were picking people based on who they wanted America to see them picking. And I felt like nobody picked Christine because Christine got booed so badly, they didn't want anybody to be thinking that anybody was rooting for Christine.
Well, I mean, I honestly thought, well, after I saw it, I said, well, I don't understand why nobody picked Christine, because you throw the money, right? Because having, I don't know, they don't do that this season. They're always going for money.
Yeah.
I think I would throw money, though.
Team Jocasta in the chat room says, come on, Rob, the phone calls were entertaining. I don't think I said that they weren't. I don't think I said that.
I said that they weren't. I said that all the other phone calls weren't entertaining to me. And this one I really loved, and I'm sorry. That's just the way I felt.
I think the phone calls, if you were making a list of the best stuff about Jocasta, I think the phone calls is at the top of the list.
She won me over forever when she dumped that nasty trash all over the floor. She looked and was like, and just dumped it and walked away. That was the point. She's like, I'm not even going to mess through it, kick around it a little bit. But she wasn't looking through that trash.
Yeah.
She was just dumping it.
Mama J was there to play.
Mama J, don't play.
Mama J, oh, that's right. That's right. I got it wrong. Mama J, don't play. So, anyway, so Frankie picks Zach. Is that because he felt like Zach was going to win, or he felt like it was that he wants to be seen picking Zach?
I think that was a political pick.
Yeah, and what now? And then Derek picking Donnie. I got to think Derek wants to. Yeah, same idea. I thought Cody was the funniest out of all the house guests with Nicole. I thought that was probably my favorite Cody moment of the season.
Yeah, he was rooting for her pretty hard, especially, well, when she started yelling at her when she wouldn't pick. She was about, what was it?
That was so funny. He was just like, come on, Nicole, let's go! Come on!
Yeah. Hayden at the end was like, I'll just let you do all the work.
Yeah, that was very, very funny. So then it came down to Nicole and Hayden. What do you think about Hayden threatening to put the disc in his own slot?
As if to knock himself out and give her $5,000, and then says to her, if I knock you out and take the $5,000, do I get a kiss too?
Yeah.
And she says, yes. This is like some Derek mind trick.
Yeah. That's called having your cake and eating it too, Brian.
Yeah. The first kiss, because we saw the first kiss when they first went in the house, it was totally awkward. And this one was like consensual.
Yeah. That was like the guy on Utopia that when Dave wanted to charge Jonathan for the haircut, he said, well, if you, in payment for this haircut, I'll baptize you. That was like the win-win that Hayden was going for.
Yeah, but then that dude tried to, like, use that as strategy to weasel his way back into the house.
No spoilers. Don't give away the spoilers on Utopia, Brian. We haven't even hit the buzzer.
Everything Utopia spoiler here.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the strategy of it all. By the way, Victoria ends up winning the money. And congratulations to Victoria on her second competition win of the season, right? Or did she want to battle the block along the way, right?
She's won some things.
Yes.
Mostly, it's like out of default wins.
Yes. So she is the winner. I think she won the battle of the block with Caleb, right, against Zach and Jocasta, right, the dominoes.
Yes.
Yes. So she has been on the winning side of things, but somehow it typically ends up with she didn't really have to do anything, and so she somehow wins. Like
she was also given the veto, right?
Yeah, when it was on the soccer thing where I think that Cody kicked the ball and it like bounced out, right? There was some sort of like weird bounce of the ball that ended up with her winning a veto one time along the way. No, was it that or what? No, it was no. I'm
Yankee
sorry.
Swap.
It was the Yankee swap.
Yeah, Yankee swap,
yeah. Yes, and she ended up with the veto at the end of it. Anyway, so congratulations to Victoria. Were you happy to see her win the money, Brian?
I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
The money.
Yeah. But she was seemed like she was the most pissed about this.
Well, I mean, it's somehow she had a necklace that was broken. I'm not sure exactly how it got broken or who it's being blamed on, but it seems like Derek has fixed or tried to fix the necklace to make her like not freak out about it. But, you know, they've lost their minds over the house getting destroyed.
Okay, well, let's go to the actual nominations. Now, tonight, when we replayed the challenge, this time Caleb wins the HOH and not Frankie. Now, Brian, could you just sort of set up for me, coming into this week, what was Frankie's ideal final two?
Frankie's ideal final two seems to be his public stance to the diary room would be him and Derek.
Is that that's really what he wants?
I think that's what he says he wants in the diary room. Now, Caleb, possibly, I think he's look, in all actuality, he's admitted this like weeks ago that he pretty much forsaked all strategy in the game and decided I'm going to have to rely on being a comp beast to make it. He said that specifically last week in the diary room.
So
he's going to have to win out or he's done.
So Frankie really doesn't have a final two pair that he's trying to get to the end with. He's just like, I'm going to win competitions and whoever I'm with, I'm with.
He backdoored his final two, Rob. He backdoored his final two. The only person there that would have taken him to the final two is Zach, and he backdoored him.
So, but why not? He doesn't make a deal with anybody. I mean, is it just that Cody and Caleb and Frankie and Victoria, all four of them all want to take Derek to the final two?
Yes.
That's crazy.
It is crazy, Rob. But these people aren't operating on like, this is like the most insane thing that I've ever seen. There's like specific instances of mass stupidity in the house.
Because I'm not sure why Frankie didn't earlier pick somebody out of the four and try to get to the end with them. I mean, for him to, I guess, want to go with Derek, I mean, he has to be blind to not see that Derek at least has something going on with Cody, if not Victoria.
Caleb is just so out of it, right? You remember when Zach had to be targeted because he wouldn't volunteer to go up on the block?
Yes.
Well, in this episode, we saw Derek refusing to go up on the block and said that's why Frank has to be targeted. So, and Caleb doesn't put past actions, and he doesn't like equate things along the line. It's just like whatever Derek tells him at that moment, it's what he's going to do. He doesn't want to disappoint Derek. I think Derek has this authority figure role in the house, and people listen to him without question most of the time.
Yeah,
they do exactly what he says, always.
I think one of the most interesting parts of the show tonight was when Frankie and Caleb had the conversation in the storage room. And so Frankie says to Caleb, so you're going to keep the nominations the same, right? And Caleb's like, well, I'm not sure. Frankie's like, what do you mean? Why? What do you mean you wouldn't keep them the same? He's like, Caleb's like, well, why would I keep them the same? Why should I make Cody have to sit on the daggone block again? And this is when Frankie should have been freaking out a little bit, right?
I think he did kind of freak out, but he didn't want to just like blow everything up because he may have had, he felt like he had some kind of inroads. But as I've been saying, he has totally sunk his ship at this point. He has no other options.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just like too inside at this point, and maybe I've just watched way too much of this stuff. Or maybe it's just because I've been through this, or I've been watching these shows for 14 years now. If anybody, and this is true, I think in life also, I think that you could take a lot out of this. When somebody is non-committal to you about something they should be committed, it's because you are just an option to them, and you are that. It should be a super red flag. You know, people that say to you, like, I'm like, okay, Brian, what do you think? You're not thinking about, you know, doing something else. You're not going to go and work with. You're not going to another podcast, right, Brian? And you're like, I don't think so.
Options.
Yeah, I got to think about it. I mean, that is bad. That's bad. Like, the answer, even if it's a lie, should be like, absolutely not.
Of course not.
Yes.
And, what are you, insane?
And the fact that he's leaving the door open is a terrible sign. And there should be a huge red alert in Frankie's mind. Anytime on any of these shows that we watch, when someone is non-committal, it seemingly 80, 90% of the time, that is what immediately comes before getting stabbed in the back.
I think Frankie should have known like a long time ago, because they've always, when he's had influence, when Frankie's had influence in the house, the whole group think has been, let's not make big moves, you know?
Yeah.
Right? Let's just stick with the plan, be loyal, or backdoor your best friend if need be. But he doesn't like, no one in that house has caught on to Derek. No one compares notes.
Yeah,
you know, Derek has done that thing way early. It is way early in the season. He said, "You can't talk to people." That was part of the whole Zach is the saboteur thing. Don't talk to Zach. Don't let Zach talk to people. And now, when they shun someone, everyone in the group think makes everyone else not talk to that person or share information with them. And if you share, if that person tries to talk game to anybody in that group, that person is required to go rat them out to the group. Or that person could be the next target.
Yeah, it really is such a clear pattern. I know it's easier because we're on the outside, and everybody, I think, just wants to believe that it's good. And people don't want to like really try to question what's going on, because in their head it's like, no, it's good. That person, they said it's fine. But I think it's also just that they are happy not knowing in some ways. Do you think is that fair?
That is fair. Plus, they're preoccupied with thinking America hates us at this point. So, like, you know, the minutia, like the small, like, micro analysis of their actual game is, like, not what they're thinking about right now. Maybe Derek's thinking about that, and that's kind of why he hasn't been honest completely along the way in the diary room. But everyone else is more worried about public perception.
Yeah, I would want people to know, if before they go into Big Brother 17 or future Survivor season. I feel like that more often than not, while it does happen, people do, you know, really like sincerely say 100%, I've got you, don't worry about this, and then they do stab you in the back. That does happen, but I feel like more often than not, the betrayals come on the, yeah, like, I think you're good, I think it's solid, you know, the things that have the door left open a little bit. And if you can just sort of identify, like, okay, if somebody is being kind of non-committal to me, it means they're probably lying or they're only considering it, and I shouldn't take that at face value.
Yeah, you know, at the beginning of this episode, when Derek was like, you know, he's talking after the HOH comp in the diary room, saying, well, if Frankie doesn't win this, I'm going to get him on the block somehow. Well, he already knows that Frankie's going on the block, because this is a plan that they've already established going into this week. So it's a little bit of explaining what's already happened in order to get the story out there again.
So, Brian, I know this is somewhat spoilers, but how surprised was Frankie to end up being nominated?
He was surprised because he was surprised. He thought it was going to be Derek.
Okay. And did that conversation end up happening of like, hey, Derek, why aren't you going up on the block that you haven't gone on up on the block more so than what we saw in the episode?
It happened post.
Okay. Okay. So we could talk about that.
This is spoilers, right?
We'll talk about that when we get into the spoilers. So let's talk about the tattoo conversation real quick, and then we'll jump into taking some of your questions. So Caleb says that he wants, in remembrance of everybody, that they should all get tattoos that symbolize each of the other people. And again, I would wait until the season is over before you agree on that. Make sure you're going to want to remember these people by the time you get out there. So Frankie is the pink flamingo. Cody is the soccer ball. Caleb wants to get the tattoo of, I would like you to get the tattoo, heard that. Brian, you have watched the live feeds many, many hours this summer. Have you ever heard Caleb say, heard that?
I have heard him say it, but like it's not like a reoccurring thing like he makes it out to be. I thought the most interesting part of that whole setup, it exposed like exactly where people are at in this game strategically, because everyone else is sitting there getting on Beast Mode Cowboy, putting him down. He's getting kind of frustrated. Derek walks by. Beast Mode Cowboy says, Derek, you've heard me say, heard that before, right? And Derek's like, every day, and keeps on walking. Immediately, Caleb's like reinforced. He's reinvigorated. Derek's his homeboy, just took up for him. And he can fight these people now. It's just, you just saw it right there.
Yeah. Now, do you believe that Derek has heard Beast Mode Cowboy say that every day? Was that just perfect Derek of, you know, as he's just walking by and like, Derek, don't you hear me say heard that every single day? And he's like, absolutely. Yep. Every day. He just walks spot through.
Exactly.
That's good. So, Derek's very good at what he does. He's very good.
Yeah, and that's something that's not really pointed out, but that little small thing that was supposed to be humorous really told me a lot about the strategy. If we didn't know already that Derek was dominating the game, those are little small ways that he's able to do that.
Yeah, it was a fun like character scene, but it also sort of illustrated, you know, just how good Derek is at what he does. I gotta pick on Victoria just for a second also tonight. When they went to the nominations and Caleb said to her, I want to talk about Caleb's nominations, and he says, Victoria, you've got a heart of gold. And then after that, she didn't even care the rest of what he had to say. She was just so happy that he just threw her a little bone of a compliment of, you have a heart of gold. And the compliment happened to be, Victoria, you have a heart of gold. And also, every other person here also has a heart of gold. So it wasn't even that good of a compliment. It was like, Victoria, you're exactly as awesome as everybody else here. But she was just she doesn't even get upset that she's getting nominated.
Well, in her mind, what's so, you know, worth smiling about is the fact that Frankie was nominated beside her. You know?
But that didn't happen yet. She got nominated first.
Well, she tells, I mean.
Got it. Yeah. So you say that's why she lit up was because that Frankie got nominated next to her?
Yeah. At this point, Derek's sharing a lot more information with her than I guess he's making it out to be in the diary room, because, you know, in the diary room, he's all hit men first, right? But this whole notion of them tricking the whole house about Victoria being mad at him, Cody's not in on that. Cody is just being lied to just as much as everybody else in that scenario. So,
okay,
not
so
sure that Derek's on his side.
But what is Derek's plan? That we all suspect that what Derek wants is to go to the final two with Victoria, but how does that ultimately happen? Does Derek wins the final HOH and then stabs Cody in the back and then takes Victoria?
They get Caleb out next week, and then he lets whoever drag him to the finals.
So is Derek going to throw the final HOH competition?
I would say that would be his best option. He does not talk about it.
Because I don't believe Victoria. I know it's a 50-50 thing of change the thing, but you got to think that Victoria is not going to really have her finger on the pulse of the other house guests. Like, what did so-and-so think about this?
Well, you know, Derek could obviously get both of the finalists to throw him the first part of the HOH. Hopefully Victoria win the second one, and then he can throw it to her or not. The last one's hard to throw sometimes, right?
Yeah, it is hard to throw. But I can't imagine that Victoria is going to win either of the first two parts of the HOH, right?
No, she's not going to win anything. I mean, sometimes we try to throw her a bone, or I do, just to say that there's a possibility. But every once in a while she does, because people throw, things happen, strategies shift, people are given certain things at times, so we don't really know how it's going to turn out.
Yeah, I don't want to pick on her too much. I'm sure that it's not a 0% chance that she could win one of these competitions, but I'm just trying to understand what Derek's plan is. I feel like if he really wants to go to the end with Victoria, then he's got to win that final HOH. I mean, he can't be thinking that she's going to beat Cody.
I mean, I don't think he can. You're saying that he can get beat by Cody then. Or he thinks he might be able to get beat by Cody, so he should take Victoria.
All right, let's play it out. So Derek goes to the finals with Cody. Let's say Derek throws the final HOH. Okay, so Frankie went, and then Caleb went, and then that's the final three, and then Cody wins the final HOH. And then we assume Cody then evicts Victoria, and then we get to the finals. Do you feel like that Derek would be in danger against Cody?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. I think he's got it won. I think if Derek does not win this game, it would be a monumental meltdown.
So
choke at this point. I think he's got it that wrapped up.
So if it was Derek versus Cody, what votes would Cody have in the jury? Would Cody have the Christine vote?
No.
No, she would give it to Derek?
I think on yes.
What about Caleb after he gets backstabbed?
I think after he gets backstabbed, you know, Derek, I have full confidence in Derek to be able to frame somebody else for that backstabbing. So I'm figuring he will probably blame that on Cody.
Okay. Victoria will probably vote for Derek. You got to think. Yeah, I think that Derek probably beats Cody like 7-2. So it... You know, it just may not be. Would it be worth it to go against Victoria? I guess he's fine either way. We're micromanaging.
I think the bigger move for Derek might be to try to win the HOH, so he don't have to be the vote cast to get rid of Derek at four, or not Caleb at four,
mm-hmm.
Right? So hopefully Cody or Victoria can be the vote to get rid of.
Got it.
Caleb.
That makes sense. And so, yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, during Survivor One World, I picked on Kim Spradlin because she could have taken Christina Cha and Alicia Rosa to the finals. And I'm like, what is she doing? She's going to the end with Chelsea and Sabrina. Somebody else could vote for them. She's got a lot of blood on her hands. And ultimately, at the end of the day, the person who is good enough to win, you know, the same thing with with Boston Rob, you know, if you are deserving to win, it doesn't matter if you don't take the worst possible goats. Actually, Boston Rob did take the worst possible goats. But if you're good enough to win, you will win, even if you don't have the worst possible goat next to you.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken about Kim's game. I mean, she was just like completely dominated people mentally.
Yeah,
correct.
No, she was
kind of like Derek, so it's a good comparison.
Yeah, I think that Kim Spradlin and Derek are very similar. I think that Derek is the female Kim Spradlin, and I think that Derek is probably, you know, a bit more manipulative with his public perception. But I think that's a difference between Big Brother and Survivor. So then in the nominations, let's go back to Caleb. And so he talks about chess here. He has some chess metaphors for Frankie. He said, Frankie, in a game of chess, the queen protects the king. And that's what's happened this summer. But sometimes you gotta be the pawn. Did we need the visual of the pawn from the chessboard to understand the metaphor?
Of course we didn't need that. I think that all of them want to try to kind of live up to the example Zach has set for them.
Yeah.
These speeches, and they've all failed, but you got to give them credit.
Couldn't he have kind of had it in his hand to start, or maybe had like in his shirt pocket? He was kind of like, oh, hold on, I got to get something for you. Hold on, I got it. It's right here. Let me just get him. All right, pawn. That's it. See this? Boom.
I think a general rule should be like, if your prop isn't going to make everyone fall out dying of laughter, then it's probably not a good prop.
Yeah.
Look at this. I have a fork, and I'm going to stick you with it.
Yeah. I think that's a very good point. It was a little bit of a, Michael from The Office to actually bring the pawn from the chessboard into the actual nomination speech.
I wish I had like some wooden blocks. I'd be like, here's the block. Sit on it.
There you go. All right, let's open up this to some of your questions, and then we'll talk about stuff from the live feeds. Here we go. First question of the night, courtesy of Scott St. Pierre. Riley Rage gets us kicked off here on a Sunday night. What a fun episode. Thoughts on Cody's blank stare edit when him and Caleb were talking about nominations. Brian, what did you think of when Cody and Caleb were talking about the nominations?
Cody and Caleb talking about the nominations. Refresh my mind about this.
Yeah, well,
maybe I made the question right again.
Well, there was the part in the episode when, you know, you had Cody talking with Caleb, and then Derek got involved. And so I tweeted about this earlier that I just didn't think it seemed very beast mode cowboy to be so much scared about, but Frankie is going to get me. If I nominate him, he's coming after me. Like, what happened to being the beast, the king of this house, and being a beast mode? Why is Caleb so scared of Frankie?
Derek told him to be scared.
Yeah, but now Derek's telling him not to be scared of Frankie.
You know, every time Frankie's been, like, in a power position, like I've said, it's like, let's not, let's not... do these big moves, or let's do these big moves. But when it comes down, it's definitely do a big move when Frankie's winning stuff to keep his ass off the block. But it just finally caught up to him. Frankie's known for quite a while in this game that it's his ass, and he's been like working. Frankie's put all his time into Caleb, trying to keep Caleb. And you saw Derek saying something about it, like, I've been working for weeks to try to peel Caleb and Frankie apart. And like a couple of weeks ago, we had that segment, and he did like the step-by-step of how he was separating them at that moment. He felt like he had won at that point. But Frankie has actually tried to keep Caleb close, but it's been winning the competitions that has been able to keep him close. It's not anything else.
So what about the scene in the episode when it was Derek, Frankie, and Caleb up in the diary, up in the HOH room? And then Frankie said, Derek, can I have a couple of minutes alone with Caleb? And he was like, okay, sure, don't throw me under the bus, you crazy guys. And it was funny that he like said it like joking around, but it really was like him throwing him under the bus. Like, I'm surprised that, you know, Derek granted him that. I don't know how you stop that. Like, I don't know what you would do necessarily to, like, you're sort of in a tough spot. But anyway, so then Frankie proceeds to tell Caleb, like, hey, you and I, we're the threats. We should stick together. Shouldn't this conversation have happened like a week or two ago?
It has happened a week or two ago. And like, going back to what Derek said, like, it was obviously the wrong thing to do to ask somebody that's in your alliance to leave so you could talk about them behind their back. I did kind of like how Derek pointed at him and said that he would kill him or punch him or something if he tried to throw him under the bus. It was kind of like a joke.
But shouldn't Frankie be more assertive here? Why not say, you know what, Caleb? Screw these guys. Let's put Derek and Cody up on the block. Me and you, final two. Let's do this.
He does, but Frankie is a complete moron. He's like pitching, I'm a loyal guy now. And he's trying to say he's a loyal guy to the viewer and everything. When everybody in the right mind knows he stabbed everybody in the back along the way.
Yeah.
Even Caleb and them know it. And see, it's like Caleb, Cody, and Derek are all going around saying, oh, well, Frankie's the one that actually backstabbed Zach. but they weren't involved in it at all now. So it's all just,
yeah, but don't worry. I'm not concerned with that stuff, the spinning of, you know, who did what. I mean, Frankie at this point in time says to, I mean, before the veto happens and all this stuff, does he say to Caleb, let's make a run of this, forget Victoria, me and you, let's put these two guys up and let's get either Derek or Cody out this week?
No.
That's what he's gotta do.
He's not going to do that.
Only Derek is he's the only one willing to, you know, go for the jugular here. And it's final five, and nobody's playing an aggressive game except for Derek. And that's why I think he'll win.
Yeah, so I think Frankie's will to resist anything Derek suggests died when they were placed on Team America together.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so silly that nobody in this final five is really saying, let's go for it. And that all these guys are buying into the, like, hey, we're the four Musketeers. Let's be the final four. Let's be the final four. And, you know, there's, whenever you see that, there's always one person who's like behind it. The person who's really like, I'm going for it. This is my game. But it gets everybody else to buy into, we're the final six, we're the final five, we're the final four, just to keep nobody from stabbing them in the back. And Derek has done such a great job with that this season. Really, he's been one of the best ever at keeping a group of people together and not ever having them turn on him.
And as much as everyone views Victorious as an easy win in the end, Derek would be the person viewed as the second easiest, and to hear Derek at times suggest, well, we definitely have to cut Victoria. If she makes it to the final two, we're going to give her the money on principle because no one cut her. That's basically him just saying, you know, I would be that we'd cut her, and that would leave me as the next available person to take to the end as the easy person to beat. But no one realizes how great of a game I actually played.
Now, Brian, you've been vocal. You're not a fan of Derek at all. Would you be disappointed if he didn't win the game for the game that he's played this season?
Yes, I would be extremely disappointed if he doesn't win.
And what would that scenario have to look like? What would have to happen for Derek to not win the game? Actually, you know, let's talk about that in spoilers. I don't want to have you talk about things that are still to come. All right, let's take some more questions. Ryan Weiss says, who let Caleb have access to a machete? It's just a fake one. It's just a fake one. They wouldn't let Caleb have a real machete, right?
Yes, it was a prop for one of the Battle of the Block comps at some point. So,
guess what, America? I just got a brand new machete. Brad Eldridge just dropped it off for me. It came in my new truck. I got all these prizes. How do you like that, Mila Kunis?
At least he doesn't have to bash wild hogs to death with a stick anymore.
Yes. Now I get to kill all the hogs that I want. Okay. This is from Patrick Killian, who says, how likely do you think it is that Derek will become the first Big Brother winner to never have been nominated? Well, there's only one more week of nominations after this. And that's going to be the tough one to get through. Because if he's not the HOH, it'll be a challenge for him. I don't think he gets through next week without getting nominated. What do you think, Brian?
Okay, so do we count? We don't count the final week then if you don't win the HOH.
Yeah, I mean, final three, I'm not going to count that. I'll count next week. Okay. If somebody wins, let's say Cody wins the HOH. Like, I could definitely see there being some scenario where Derek goes on the block.
If Derek does not win the HOH next week, there's a 66% chance that he will be on block.
Yes. Okay. I think that's going to be the tough week to get through. If he can win he'll do it.
I said it less than 50 because you have to understand that Derek is probably going to not want to go on the block and talk whoever it is out of putting him on the block next week.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But I think it might expose the pecking order a little bit. And I think he would know that really only matters who wins the veto. So maybe he would just write it out on the block and say, hey, I went up on the block this week, guys. You guys said, you know, you never like to throw them a bone.
I don't think he's worried about exposing anything to these people. They're buffoons. I mean, there's so many times like things have been exposed to them and they're just like, it's just like flown right over their heads.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go ahead and take some more questions. That's from Patrick. I did see somebody had, I'm not sure if this was on Facebook or on the Big Brother Reddit. There was some talk from, who is Joan Grande? Is that Frankie's mom?
Yeah.
That they would be going all out. They had officially announced that the Grande family will be going all out to try to make Frankie win America's Favorite Player at the finale.
Well, that was extremely preemptive of them since we don't even know that there's an AFP out there.
Yeah.
So all the bashing that they want to get themselves involved when pre-AFP vote, have your fill, Grande family.
Yeah, that Joan Grande said, hey, just so you know, if other family members are going to be tweeting for their loved ones, we will not be taking our foot off the gas for Frankie.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. That's right. They're going for it. Okay.
People ain't like people with
you. You peasants with your amateur social media. Welcome to the big leagues. All right, Kurt. Kurt Clark, did Caleb just call Frankie a queen? Yeah, well, he, I think, by default, has also often said that he is the king of the house. So, yeah, that would make Frankie the queen on the chessboard, but I think he meant it as a compliment.
Even without Caleb in the house being the king, Frankie is the queen of the house.
I'm not gonna touch that, Brian. But Kurt Clark, the host of our international Big Brother coverage on reality TV Wrap-Ups, he just scored an interview with Chris from Big Brother UK this summer, and that's going to be going up very soon. Scott St. Pierre is working on getting that up, if not already. So watch for that on the reality TV Wrap-Ups feed. No, not Chris from Whodunit. Chris from Big Brother UK. Let's take a couple more questions and then let's talk about some of the live feed spoilers. This is from Big Brother Thoughts, in parentheses, Zach Rantz. Brian, there's a lot of people on social media who like have like a name and then they're the parentheses like Zach Rantz.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of
Zach Rantz's out there.
A lot of Zach Rantz's on social media. So I didn't know it was such a popular name before this season. Do you think Victoria has a shot of winning if it's her versus Cody in the finals? Boy, well, that would be a real John and Netta-like betrayal for Cody to take Victoria with him to the finals. First off, Brian, is that an even a realistic scenario?
So earlier when you were asking me what scenario does Derek not win, this is the one scenario in my mind that Cody wins the final HOH and gives him the Netta treatment.
Yeah, and we never, and don't get me wrong, in Big Brother Canada, we said all season long, Netta will screw John over at the final three, but John will not screw Netta over. Boy, how wrong we were about that, Brian.
And then towards the end, she started having second thoughts about screwing him over. It was a brilliant season.
Yes. So we will have to see how that happens. And so if it was Cody versus Derek, Cody versus Victoria, Cody would win, right?
Unless Derek follows through on his threat to vote bitterly and, you know, deliver the votes for Victoria in the end, which he could because he has, I mean, worked really close with her.
If Derek delivers a Victoria win, will people be upset with him?
Well, no, they won't call him the most bitter juror ever.
Who is the most bitter Big Brother juror ever?
Wow.
Who is it?
The most, let me see. It'll either be
Roddy,
old Jerry, or Shane.
Okay. Roddy not even in the mix?
What did Roddy say? Yeah, Roddy too. Yeah.
He was very bitter. He was very bitter. Yeah, okay, so that would be a very interesting scenario to see how that goes. If Derek is working, but you know what? He just gets to the final three. He wouldn't even have a chance to sort of turn the jury unless he just totally eviscerates Cody. Be like, Cody, I carry you on your coattails. You did nothing. You're worthless. You know, but then I think he would get sympathy. So that would be a tough spot. I think Cody would win.
Probably.
Because on the final three, they just come out that night.
If Derek says, whatever Derek tells the house to do, or the jury house to do, they will do.
But he's not going to go to the jury house. He's just going to come right out. So he's going to say, okay, everybody, people on the jury, vote for Victoria right now. You got to vote for Victoria. Cody told me something about all you guys. I'll tell you after the vote. Vote for Victoria. Like, what could he really do?
That's something I wasn't really considering, is the fact that he'll just walk right on out and be there. But that would be epic if he could convince the whole jury in that time.
That would be fantastic.
To vote the other way.
Yeah.
No, he would just do this. Bow, and snap his fingers, and that would do it.
That's right.
He wouldn't even have to say anything.
All right. And then Mark Nowick says, this could have possibly been Caleb's best episode of the season. He won the HOH. He delivered so many funny, memorable quotes. And his nomination speech about Frankie being his pink flamingo. Was this Caleb's best episode of the season?
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's been good.
Caleb's best episode of the season is when he sat down and tried to... Well, he did a very... poor job of sabotaging.
he screwed up. He sabotaging.
Yes, but that was his best episode of the season. I thought that was great.
That was very good. Okay, let's get into talking about the live feeds. I'm going to hit the button on the spoilers. All right, Brian. Let's talk about the state of the Big Brother house at this hour. And I know it was very heated headed towards the veto competition. Even all of social media was watching how this one was going to play out. Right, Brian?
Oh, yes. And fortunately or unfortunately, I guess, depending on who you're rooting on for, Cody won the veto.
Okay. Cody wins the veto. So tell me about the Frankie win the veto versus anybody but Frankie hashtag war.
You tell me about that.
The Ariana Grande camp had tweeted the hashtag Frankie win the veto, and then a bunch of other people got the hashtag trending of anybody but Frankie.
Well, that would be everybody else other than the Grande family, probably.
Yes,
I mean Frankie has fans. Let's not be silly. There are a few people out there that love Frankie to death.
I'm sure I have no doubt that Frankie has fans. But I'm not sure how many people in the, you know, who were Big Brother super fans have adopted Frankie as their number one favorite this season.
To be honest with you, I did want Frankie to win this veto because Derek had pretty much volunteered to go up on the block if Frankie won the veto. So I was kind of hoping Derek would at least get block tested this week.
So what was the veto? I'm sorry. It was the freak show again, and it was with new pictures?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, we'll find out.
I think it was an erase. I think it was the same. For some reason, I think it's the same pictures because everybody did a lot better. It seems like if Cody wouldn't have won, Derek would have still beaten Frankie. Frankie did beat Victoria at least.
Okay. Brian, in the chat room, Mary Sherman says, Rob, talk to Brian about the Team America 50K.
All right. So everything about this is kind of weird, and I'm not sure. Derek had come out, and Derek and Frankie were talking about if they make it to the finals, they would get an extra $50,000 for winning. People started freaking out saying that, oh, this is just some way for production to save Frankie, to get Derek to drag him to final two. But it seems like, I think Shelley Moore got to the bottom of this really quick on Twitter and got a producer to respond saying that was not the case. I'm not sure exactly what this Team America thing is, other than if they win. It kind of sounded like if they won, they get extra money.
Since when? When did they announce that?
It's what Derek was telling Frankie, from my understanding. And I would think that Frankie would be able to check all of this information in the diary room. So I have no idea to verify this, especially when I don't see stuff on the television. So, I mean, I don't come out wanting to talk about it because I really don't have any verifiable information about it whatsoever, other than it sounds like they're trying just to throw more money at them.
So how much money has Team America racked up this season? What, $20,000, $25,000? And then they're going to give them each $50,000 if they get to the final two together. And then also you get $50,000 if you come in second and the other person gets $500,000. So Derek could potentially be walking away from this with $600,000?
No, they're not. If they don't, $550,000, like almost six, yeah. For Derek, it would be like $575,000. If he wins, it sounds like if some of them
$580,000. Holla.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And has he taken other money along the way?
Yeah.
No, that was the first one.
Man, this is like, he's like the Ken Jennings of Big Brother. Has anybody ever won this much money on this show before?
Well, I mean, Chilltown was... I mean, they made it an art form, taking money and people not knowing it. So
they didn't win $80,000.
No, but I mean, they have never given away that much money. I mean, like $50,000 extra. They're not even giving like that's second place money.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of money. I hope that's not the case. So
it very well could not be the case because that's unverified information, according to me. Now, somebody else tells you it's true and they've got proof of it, just. It's on them.
Okay. So then Frankie, I'm sure, wanted the veto to be used on him, or is he was he comfortable staying on the block?
The plan is, as far as he knows, is they're going to vote out Victoria.
And so it's going to be a blindside at the vote.
Yes, unless they have discussed telling him after his speech.
Hmm. Okay. What do we want to see? We want to see a blind side, right?
Yeah.
Be nice. I mean, could we get a blind side this season? Did anybody, I guess, the only person that got blindsided, I think, was Jocasta and Christine.
Jocasta really kind of knew, I think.
Okay.
She knew what was up. So, and Christine, yeah, she was a blind side for sure.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, right? Nobody else got a bad blindside.
Who was Zach? The first double eviction?
Zach knew. The first double eviction that was Jocasta, and then Hayden was in the back half.
Yeah, the Hayden one.
Yeah, but I think he had to have known it was coming when it was him versus Nicole. It was right. A blindside that he ended up on the block, but I think it was. I think you had to have figured it.
Well, it was the eviction before the Jocasta eviction that blindsided them.
Yeah, they got blindsided on Jocasta's eviction. So it'd be nice to get a blindside in a season of Big Brother. That's not too much to ask, right?
Well, I mean, how many dissenting votes have we had this season?
Not many.
I mean, they've all been cast against Zach, right?
Yeah. All right. So, Brian, what else is happening on the feed? So that show is going to be on Wednesday night. What are the house guests doing in between now and then now?
Playing pool, whining and complaining, bashing Zach.
Was the dog thing just such a bust that they couldn't even find a place for it on the TV show?
Look, the day before, it started, the little scroll on the feeds was running, and it said, "Get up to watch the house guests meet their new whatever doggy or blah blah blah." By the time I wake up. This dog, as soon as I turn on the feeds, this dog is at the door whining to get out, right? So they're trying to get the dog to come play with them and, sit with them, make them look cute next to them and stuff. And the dog just gets up and runs back to the door. Well, then Derek takes the dog into the back room and, locks the dog in the room with him. The dog just lays down beside him, and then he kind of kisses and hugs the dog for a little bit, so he gets a good edit look. And then they... Eventually, after about 30 minutes of me watching it, the dog was gone. They evicted the dog. They had an eviction ceremony for the dog.
Okay. I guess it just did not make the air. And, based on some of the stuff we're getting on the show these days, that it had to have been pretty bad.
I thought it was hilarious.
The dog wanted to self-evict.
people. Yeah. That's what it is. They're not going to show this dog not wanting to hang out with these people. Because it was as soon as I turned on Twitter, it was like, you know, dogs are the best judge of character.
Should they send the dog to the jury house?
Yeah, that would have been great.
Okay.
Or they could have had the dog, let the dog in to destroy all their stuff as well.
Okay. Brian, tell me about Frankie's speech.
Oh, he's basically going to, he's going to cite his mistake of touching the button. Do you want me to read the speech to you?
Yeah, that's fine. Now, is this his speech for why the veto should be used on him, or this is going to be his speech for eviction night?
And of course, it could like, his speech is kind of, he does this going over his speech like Zach did, right?
Right.
Because he's trying to mimic Zach's thing. He said, before he pushed the golden orb of lies and deceit, okay, I was at HOH and I kept y'all safe. And now it's your turn to do the same for me. In front of millions of Americans watching and judging you, you're a man of your word. He's going to make a pitch to these people that they are loyal, he is loyal, and that's stupid because it's stupid. And it's not going to work.
Yeah. He knows this is Big Brother, right? I mean, he had that confessional with Amber earlier on in the season where Amber came to him, right? And was like, Frankie, I just feel like I forget what it was. I feel like somebody doesn't like me. And he's like, well, you know, I told her that I wasn't going to say anything to anybody and I kept my word. And then he said to us, I'm just kidding. This is Big Brother. I totally told everybody. And so Frankie's got to remember what show he's on.
Yeah, he doesn't see the parallels between him getting railroaded in the same exact way that he was involved in railroading other people in the house.
Okay, well, it looks like that is a debt that's going to be paid up this week, and it should be very, very interesting. So we'll see.
And we will get the him going into the jury house footage as well, so that'll be nice.
Okay.
Although, we're not sure that we're going to get a live audience for his eviction, so the boost might not be there.
Hmm. So we don't know if there'll be a live audience on the next eviction?
Yeah, wasn't the eviction going to be on Tuesday?
In the chat room, they all said Wednesday is the eviction.
Okay.
So I would imagine we'd have the, if anything, Friday, I think we wouldn't have an eviction or an audience for the eviction.
Okay, so we might get booze.
That is possible. So we'll have to see what happens there. Okay, let's take another question or two, and then we'll start to wrap this up. This is from Sadie, who says, I understand wanting Frankie gone, but shouldn't Caleb be trying to focus in on not letting a tight two get to the end? I think Caleb doesn't realize how tight Derek and Cody are, right?
Caleb thinks he is the greatest thing to ever step foot in the Big Brother house. And that no one would dare go against Beast Mode Cowboy.
Yes.
Fear of whatever might happen to them. And I just don't see, like, what is, I don't get it. Normal people would see them as a pair, right? Or Derek and Victoria. I mean, to me, it's obvious, right? Derek is the most dangerous person in the house because he has not only Cody, but he also has Victoria.
Okay. Hold on, Brian. This just in. Okay. So we're getting word on this. Tuesday is an eviction, and that allegedly is taped. Wednesday is an eviction, and it's a live show. And then Friday is going to be a clip show. Maybe that's going to be the jury house people talking, or it's like where they have like the bottle of champagne, and it's like, hey, guys, we're the final three. Hey, remember that time when we all walked in the house and we had Battle of the Block? And it could be one of those, and probably a lot of Zach and Donnie clips.
Okay, so if Frankie's eviction is not live, it'll be a fake audience cheering for him.
Yes, sure. Okay, so that'll be Tuesday night, that'll be Wednesday night, and then, of course, Friday night clip show followed by the live finale on Wednesday night. All right, I'm sorry, Brian, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Do you want to take that point one more time?
The fake audience that...
No. What you were saying when I so rudely interrupted you with the schedule.
I don't know what I was talking about, Rob. I rarely can figure out what was I saying.
You, Brian, I'm, you know, it's getting late in the night, and that now I couldn't even tell you. I'm lucky I know what I'm saying.
Hey, Rob, I'm the worst at knowing what I'm saying.
Okay, well, let's take one more question and then we'll call it a night. It's been a long day, Brian. I'm a Jets fan.
It's been a long season.
It's been a long football season already, and it's only week two. Victor wants to say, in a final two between Caleb and Cody, who wins? Okay, that's interesting. Beast Mode Cowboy versus Cody. Go.
Cody.
Cody would win?
Cody wins based off of Derek's... But, you know... No, it depends on when Derek leaves. If Derek leaves fourth place, it would be Cody for sure. Because he would get jury time to taint the jury in Cody's favor. But if he leaves it third, then he wouldn't have that time. So I guess Caleb could actually pull that out.
Okay. All right. So we'll see what ends up happening there this upcoming week. So it's going to be a very busy night on Tuesday, Wednesday. And then, of course, Friday will be not as busy with the clip show. And then Wednesday night will be the finale. So it's going to be a huge, huge week. Of course, Wednesday the 24th, we're going to be locked in for all of your CBS reality TV coverage as the two ships are passing in the night as Survivor San Juan del Sur kicks off at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. And then right after that, after the 90-minute premiere of Survivor San Juan del Sur, then we will have the 90-minute finale of Big Brother 16, and then we will do our live Big Brother 16 finale coverage after the Big Brother finale. I'll have interviews with the final three that Thursday following the show. Survivor Know-It-Alls, we will be moving that to the following night to talk about that, and then I'll have my Big Survivor podcast up for you guys either late Thursday or on Friday morning. So it's going to be a very, very busy coverage week, and we're going to have a crazy 10 days as we go from now until the finale, Brian.
Open up that mouth.
Hello. Hello. Okay. All right. So also, Brian, this over the weekend, Nicole and I got together for our big Survivor preview show, which you can catch on robhasawebsite.com. We talked for about 2.5 hours about the 18 people competing on Survivor 29. It was our 9th cast preview show and are getting ready to cover our 10th season of Survivor on Rob as a Podcast.
Did you announce your pick?
I did. I'm not going to say it here, but I did make my pick for Survivor, and Nicole made hers as well. So you could check that out on robhasawebsite.com. Make sure that you are subscribed and locked in. You won't miss any of our shows when you go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes or click the podcast tab on robhasawebsite.com. So it's going to be another busy week getting ready for the end of Big Brother and then the start of Survivor. So and all that Utopia coverage too, Brian.
I'll be looking forward to watching some of that after the Big Brother season.
Oh, you're into it?
I do kind of enjoy it because it reminds me of this old show that I used to like called The Colony.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of that. All right, so we've got a lot to do. Hope you guys enjoy all of it. Would love to hear what you guys are thinking in the comments. Have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you again soon. Take care.